So let's review. The Gemara earlier quoted a brisa. Ainli ele betar talish meritziv sivkosh minayin tamalem leyavah roishay. A nazir is liable for shaving his hair by any means, and Tesis explained that this is only if sharsha meikar, he uproots it completely, achieving a similar effect to a razor. The brisa continues, ma tamalem metar. If so, why does the pasuk mention specifically a razor? Lo teklach asachrein neshei betar. The word tar is indeed superfluous, and it's actually meant to teach by way of im einoy inyan to require a razor for the mitzvah's taklachas after the nazir's ends. However, Rabbi Omer enitzach, Rabbi has an alternate source for that halacha, without the extra word tar. The pasuk says, tar lo yava al roishay al malois hayam. He may not shave until after the nazir's has ended. Rabbi infers from this pasuk, achar malois loitei taklachas el betar. During the Nazirs, he may not use a razor, but afterwards, he must use a razor for the obligatory taglachas. However, the Gemara assumes that Rebbe agrees that the pasuk Layavar implies any manner of hair removal. And so the word tar is extra, and he therefore must say that it is meant la'avar olav b'shnei lavim, to add another transgression for a nazir who specifically uses a razor. The Gemara now discusses the minimum amount of hair required for the various halachas pertaining to a nazir who shaves his hair. Amar Rav Chisda, lo kais pa'achas. During the naziris, he's liable for shaving merely one hair. La'akev b'shtayim. The mitzvah taglachas after his term ends is not fulfilled if he leaves two hairs unshaven. Lister in the seisa el b'rei b'reishe. He only forfeits his term if he shaves most of his hair. Rav Chisda adds, ukein tar. That he's only liable ke'ein tar, and as Tesis explains that he's only referring to the chi of Malkus. However, one certainly forfeits days if he shaves most of his hair in any way. The Gemara quotes a braisa with the dissenting opinion of Reb Shimon. Keshem sheshtei sairis ma'akves boy, kach shtei sairis seisus boy. Another forfeits days by shaving just two hairs. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah regarding several obligatory shavings. Shleishim megalchem v'taklachasin mitzvah. There are three times the Torah requires someone to shave. Nazir, u'mitzayra, v'levim. A nazir upon completion of his term, a mitzayra undergoing his purification process, and the levim who are initiated in the midbar. V'kulan shekilcho shlei betar oy shesheirus deisayrus loyosav loklum. All of these cases require a razor and are invalidated if two hairs remain. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah's aim is to reject the notion mishum avuri sarhu v'afilasach nasha. We might think that since the objective is to remove the hair, any method of doing so is acceptable, even by means of a depilatory. The Mishnah therefore informs us that a razor is required. Regarding Nazir, this is learned from the Pasuk Tar Lo Yaval Reishe. As Rebbe explained earlier, regarding the Levim, the Pasuk clearly states, V'vir Tar Al Kol Besar. However, there is no explicit Pasuk which requires a razor for the shaving of a Mitzayra. And the Gemara points out that we cannot derive Mitzayra from the other two, Levim and Nazir, because Mala Tzara Shava Shabhen Shekin In Karbani B'dalas Taimba B'mitzayra Shekarbani B'dalas. A poor mitzayra has a leniency, which we do not find by Levi and Benazir, and that he can bring a less expensive carbon. Therefore, we cannot assume that their halachas are comparable, and that he also requires shaving with a razor. The Gemara concludes that the source for requiring a razor for the mitzayra's shaving actually depends on the machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. The Mishnah Masechtas Makkos says regarding the prohibition of shaving one's beard, v'ein l'chayiv ad sheyilketenu betar. One is liable for shaving his beard only if he does so with a razor. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, afilu likta b'malakat b'ratini chayiv. One is liable for shaving his beard with any implement. The Gemara explains that the Rabbanan based their halacha on two psukim. One pasuk says, ufa'aza konim lo yigalechu, forbidding shaving. While another pasuk says, "V'leis sashches es pa'aza kanecha," not to destroy one's beard. The Braisa therefore explains, "Ezehu giluach sheyesh b'yashchasa haba omer zetar." A razor is the only implement that effectively destroys the hair by means of shaving. Now we also know that a mitzayra must shave all of his hair, as the pasuk says, "V'hayi b'yem shvi'i yigalech es kol sa'arei es roishav v'ziknei b'kaimer." The explicit instruction to shave ziknei is superfluous, since the pasuk already said, Yigalech es kol sa'arei, he shall shave all his hair. The braisa derives from this that even a kohen mitzayra is obligated to shave his beard, even though this is ordinarily forbidden to him by the law of fa'aza kanu legalechu and the aseh of kodeshim yiyu. However, according to the Rabbanan, that shaving one's beard is only prohibited with a razor, zekanai lamali. Why does the Torah need to tell us that a Kohen Metzari shaves despite the usual iser? Why can't he fulfill his obligation with any other implement? This drasha therefore serves as proof that Metzari taglachasa ein el betar. A Metzari can only fulfill his obligation by shaving with a razor. And since this is generally forbidden, we need the word zekanai that he nevertheless shaves his beard. The Gemara adds that we cannot say that the extra word zekanai tells us only that it is permitted for a mitzvah to use a razor, but he can actually fulfill his obligation with any implement, because we have a principle of Rish Lakish. Whenever a positive and a negative commandment come into conflict, we must first attempt to fulfill both obligations. Only if that is not possible, does the asay override the law. Therefore, if a mitzvah was not obligated to shave with a razor, it follows that it would be prohibited. Therefore, the pasuk must be teaching us that it is mandatory to shave with a razor. This discussion continues in the next daf.